Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Breaking news of a major flooding event on the Upper West Side from a fresh water main break.
Heartbreak in Bound Brook.
Massive fire devours two apartment complexes under construction. No one injured. I'm Sean Adams in Bound Brook.
New Jersey lawmakers get set to ban most flavored e-cig products, just as New York's ban gets blocked in court. I'm Steve Burns.
Iran may have fired live rounds at people protesting its accidental shooting down of a passenger plane.
This tragedy should never have occurred.
The Academy Awards are announced in 2 hours, and it may be 1917 all over again.
Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack.
This is Brad Heller. The NFL's Final Four is all set, and Kyrie Irving shines in his return from injury.
That and the milestones for this Monday, January 13th, told in 88 seconds. I'm Paul Bernane.
And I'm Wayne Cabot. Good morning.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We begin with breaking news from a local town that was having a renaissance until another tragedy struck.
An overnight 6-alarm fire turned Bound Brook into what can best be described as a hellscape. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is taking a look now live in Bound Brook. Sean.
Well, I can tell you this morning, smoke wafts over the ruins of two apartment complex construction sites. The fire is under control. They're starting to pull out some of the larger rigs, some of the ladder, the tower ladders that were had their hoses on the fire last night. Here in Bound Brook last night, it was positively medieval. Bright tongues of flame lapping at the black sky, launching a fireball, looked like five stories, and a column of smoke that just seemed to drift on endlessly. Two developments under construction right near the train station burned. No injuries. Concrete foundations remain, but the framing and all other building materials in there, that's what burned. The wind helped to spread the flames to two other buildings. 100 people evacuated. Power still out to a portion of the downtown area. For NJT, the Raritan Valley Line, it's in service again this morning. A train just went by, but those trains are not stopping here in Bound Brook.
And Sean, Bound Brook was a town on the rebound, wasn't it?
Yes, this borough has had some hard times in the past. For Bound Brook, it geographically it sits, it's rather low. It's right along the Raritan River. It's surrounded by water, basically. The Middle Brook, Bound Brook. So when Hurricane Floyd came roaring up the coast 20 years ago, back in 1999, when it hit here, it was a tropical storm, I believe. It dumped so much rain on central New Jersey, the rivers and streams just couldn't handle all that water, so Bound Brook filled up like a fishbowl. The morning after the storm, downtown, people couldn't believe it. Downtown was completely submerged. There were people that ventured out in canoes and rowboats. They had to duck down to go under the streetlights and the wires. Flooding really took a toll here over the years. There were other storms and other flooding, nothing nearly as severe as Floyd, but this place had been inundated many times. The Army Corps of Engineers for years worked on a mitigation project. They have they've gotten a handle on the water problem. Downtown started to flourish again, example being these apartment complexes that are being developed, but this is definitely going to be a setback.
Thank you, Sean, from Bound Brook. We're following an Upper West Side water main break right now. Northbound 1 trains are running on the express tracks, 34th Penn Station to 72nd. Southbound 1 trains, local service has resumed there. There may be problems on the 2 and 3 as well. This is in the area of Columbus and Broadway in the 60s.
People who want or need to vape tobacco will be able in New York to do just that, because the governor's ban has now just been overturned.
And New Jersey is voting on vaping today as well. And WCBS reporter Steve Burns is here with both stories. Steve?
Yeah, guys, it's an interesting contrast today. One state just had a ban blocked as another state votes on its own ban.
Well, starting in New York, Governor Cuomo announced late last year he wanted to ban most flavored e-cig products, but the legislature wasn't in session, so he had to go through this obscure panel known as the Public Health and Health Planning Council. Vape advocates sued, and the ban has now been overturned. The judge here didn't have an issue with the ban as much as with the process. She said it's something the legislature should be deciding, and to that end, Governor Cuomo's already announced a bill to accomplish the same thing. Across the river in New Jersey, lawmakers have a bill of their own to ban most flavored e-cig products. They are set to vote on it today, along with several other bills on the last day of the session in Trenton. The ban originally included menthol products, but they were taken out at the last minute, as Senate President Steve Sweeney told NJ.com. He took it out so they could at least move something for now. Vape advocates say bans like these could force small businesses out of business and only further embolden the black market, guys.
Steve Burns on Vape Watch this morning here on the Morning News Roundup. Need to know weather for today. It'll be about 20 degrees colder than yesterday when we had that January rarity of temperatures in the upper 60s. You'll need the coat again today, high of 48, but no rain, they say, for the next 24 hours.
Let's hear what's happening now in this morning's big money story with our friend Joe Connolly. Joe?
Well, stocks will open near record highs, and all signs are that the economy is expected to keep growing at a slower rate. Unless, could it accelerate again? Manufacturers are paying moving expenses and signing bonuses now for welders, engineers, and machine programmers. Some companies' needs for more managers may open the path to middle-class jobs for more Americans. Reports keep saying more tech workers from California are moving here because it's more interesting than Silicon Valley. And urban development professor Mitchell Moss at NYU says once a place becomes acceptable for educated workers, then it becomes acceptable for everyone else.
Joe Connolly this morning. Here's your WCBS World News Minute. Videos seem to show Iranian police firing live rounds at people protesting Iran's initial denial about shooting down a passenger plane. Tear gas filled a peaceful protest. Gunfire could be heard in the background. One clip showed a woman being carried away as a crowd shouts that she's been shot.
Most of the victims from the plane crash were Iranian, but many were Canadian. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told the Vigil last night,
"I am so deeply sorry for your loss. This tragedy should never have occurred."
On Face the Nation, Defense Secretary Mark Esper defended to moderator Margaret Brennan the decision to kill Iran's top general, although he struggled to confirm President Trump's statement that it was done to stop an attack on four U.S. embassies.
Well, the president didn't say there was a tangible, he didn't cite a specific piece of evidence. What he said is he believed.
Are you saying there wasn't one?
I didn't see one with regard to four embassies. What I'm saying is I share the president's view that probably my expectation was they were going to go after our embassies.
The WCBS Morning News Roundup.
And now on the Morning News Roundup, the WCBS Exergen weather forecast. Brett Edwards is here. He's in for Craig Allen this morning.
Yeah, much cooler today than yesterday with clouds and some sunshine, high of 48. We'll see some partly cloudy skies tonight with that low down to 40. And then tomorrow, turning out mostly cloudy, we'll see a shower or two in the afternoon and evening with that high climbing up to 48. Currently, it's 31 at White Plains, 35 at New Haven, and 37 in Midtown. Back
to you.
It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
I knew what he was going to say. Well, if you're a fan of films, you'll want to listen just after 8 this morning when the Academy announces the 2020 Oscar nominees.
This weekend's top movie, 1917, could see a lot of nominations. It's a film that one critic says you have to see twice to appreciate both the camera work and the story.
You have a brother in the 2nd Battalion.
Yes, sir.
They're walking into a trap.
Brad Pitt may get a Best Actor nod for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Surprised how accurate that description of me really is. Some old cowboy guy that used to shoot movies.
Speaking of shooting.
Is that Frank?
Yes.
Hiya, Frank. This is Jimmy Hoffa.
Glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you, too, even if it's over the phone.
Yep, The Irishman is a favorite this morning, as is.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
8:18 this morning, we'll get the word on nominations for the 92nd Academy Awards. Who wins will be revealed on February 9th.
Latest plan for tolling Route 95 and other highways in Connecticut is to toll trucks only, and the big ones. Governor Lamont said last night a deal is coming together that would toll tractor trailers as they cross bridges. Smaller delivery trucks would get to ride for free.
A hurting hero. A dog named Patsy saved 900 animals from the Australia fires. That and our three things to know coming up right here on WCBS.
Right now on the Morning News Roundup, it's sports time, and Brad Heller is here.
Well, guys, Championship Sunday is going to look like this in the NFL. Chiefs and Titans in the AFC at 3 o'clock, and then the Packers and 49ers in the NFC at 6:40. Last night, Green Bay jumped out to a 21-3 lead on Seattle and held on at Lambeau 28-23. Aaron Rodgers, two touchdown passes to Devontae Adams. The quarterback says he's enjoyed proving the doubters wrong.
I don't know that even our fans felt supremely confident in us, which I know that a lot of the media didn't as well. But to be able to walk off that field again victorious, there's no feeling like it.
How about the feeling for Chiefs fans as they watch their team fall behind 24-0 to the Texans, but then 41 unanswered points, the final in Kansas City, 51-31. Patrick Mahomes threw five touchdown passes. The Giants have their new defensive coordinator. It's Patrick Graham, who had the same title with the Dolphins. He was on Ben McAdoo's staff as D-line coach. Pat Shurmur quickly landing a new job as the Broncos' offensive coordinator. The NBA story, Kyrie Irving didn't miss a beat in his first game in 2 months coming off the shoulder injury. He had 21 points on 10 of 11 shooting. The Nets blew out the Hawks in Brooklyn 108-86.
It's incredible. Incredible experience to play in front of these fans again. I really missed the game of basketball. Man, I'm grateful to be out here, man. I worked extremely hard to get back. We got a long season ahead of us. A lot more goals to accomplish, and it started tonight, and we got to continue to do it.
A Kyrie on yes. At the Garden, the Knicks erased a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit that beat the Heat 124-121, snapping a five-game losing streak. And it was a busy Sunday for the Devils. They fired GM Ray Shiro and then ended the Lightning's 10-game winning streak 3-1 in Newark. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
Commercials. You're listening to the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
Good morning, I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Bernane with your three things to know on a Monday morning.
We have breaking news. The streets are flooded right now along Broadway and Columbus in the mid-60s from a water main break. One, two, and three trains are affected.
Heartbreaking Bound Brook, a town just getting back on its feet from the fires and the floods from Hurricane Floyd 2 decades ago. Smoke is rising this morning on Main Street from a massive six-alarm fire that gutted two redevelopment projects, including a 170-unit apartment complex.
Three red-hot lava is gushing from a Philippines volcano after a sudden eruption that shut down the airport in Manila. Officials say that hundreds of thousands of people there may have to evacuate.
A dog has emerged as a lifesaver in Australia's hellish bushfires. A six-year-old border collie named Patsy from a town called Corryong, Victoria, rounded up 900 sheep into a safe enclosure. Her owner, Stephen Hill, tells Australia's SBS News.
She did a really, really good job. Yeah, no, Patsy saved the day, really.
Translation from down under, Patsy saved the day, really. He said that she's earned front seat privileges for the rest of her life.
On this date, in 88 seconds,
the U.S. Pacific Command has detected a missile threat to Hawaii.
2018.
Please report to the lobby to receive direction to the basement.
We thought this was it.
It took 40 minutes for a corrected message. 2013, Jodie Foster came out at the Golden Globes.
If you had been a public figure from the time that you were a toddler, if you'd had to fight for a life that felt real and honest and normal against all odds, then maybe then you too might value privacy above all else.
Welcome to our world of toys.
2003, FAO Schwarz went bankrupt. 1999, happy retirement for a second time to Michael Jordan.
It's truly been a pleasure.
New York City, 1989, Bernie Goetz got a year in prison for the unlicensed gun he used to shoot four young guys he said were punks about to rob him in the subway. Musically, 1979, the YMCA sued the Village People, saying their song implied men go there for the men. In 68,
hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
That visit to Folsom Prison revived his career, and no, he never was an inmate.
1931, the dedication of the Great Washington Bridge.
The first bridge between New York and New Jersey was named on this date the George Washington Memorial Bridge. A few years earlier, in 28, the first home television was turned on in Schenectady with a fuzzy, shaky 1.5-inch picture. And a tip of the baseball cap to Jackie Robinson, born on this date in 1919. He'd break the baseball color barrier in 47, and in 97 would have a New York highway named after him. Remember what it used to be called?
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Weekday mornings at 6 a.m. live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.